Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Reb T, the Pirkei Avos Learning this year, where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. This is going to be the last Mishnah for a couple of weeks. We're going to take a couple of week hiatus for our spring hiatus. God willing, come back hopefully the end of April or so, and then make it through till the end of the school year. God willing, Meretz Hashem Bli Neder, so we wish everybody a Chag Kasher V'Sameach, as Pesach is about to be upon us. Chaya Ra'a Ba'ola, Ba'ala Olam, we're looking at Chapter 5, Mishnah 9, Hey, Tet, with the wonderful commentary in Season 4 of Rabbeinu Yonah. Chaya Ra'a Ba'ala Olam, Ashavu Ashav, wild animals come to the world because of vain oaths, V'Achil Hashem, and because of desecration of God's name. Galus Ba'ala Olam, Al-Avdei Avodah Zarah, exile comes to the world because of idol worship, V'Gilu Arayis, and immorality, V'Shvichas Damim, and bloodshed. Those are the big three of Eris, of course, that you're supposed to be Yarag V'Al Yavar, die before doing. Yashmitas Aretz, and not keeping the sabbatical year. Ba'arba Prakim Hadaver Misrabe. There are four times when pestilence increases. Beravias, in the fourth year. Beshevias, over Motzi Shevias, in the seventh year and after the seventh year. Vemotzi Shevias, over Motzi Achak Shebechol Shana Vashana. So in the seventh year, the conclusion of the seventh year, after Sukkot every year. In the fourth year, because of the tithe of the poor in the third year. So in the seventh year, because of the tithe for the poor in the sixth year, and at the conclusion of the seventh year, because of the fruits of the sabbatical year. And after Sukkot every year, because of the theft of the gifts of the poor. So in general, when we don't do different things throughout the cycles of different things, including Shavuot, including the Shemitah cycle and the like, then Hashem figures out what is the Midah Keneged Midah, what is the recompensation, what is the result of it. So let's see what Rabbeinu Yonah has to say. While the animals come, this refers to unnecessary oaths, such as swearing that a block of marble is in fact made of marble. Desecrating God's name, this refers to sinning in public, exile, and because of idol worship. When the Jews worship idols, they are exiled. And the immorality and bloodshed, not keeping the Shabbos, not keeping the sabbatical year, means plowing and planting in the seventh year rather than letting the land lie fallow. And then there are four times when the pestilence increases. Tithes are given in the following order. In the first and second years of the seven-year cycle, one must give the first tithe, which goes to the Levites, and the second tithe, which is eaten in Jerusalem by the owner, as we learn from the verse, when you finish giving your tithes from all your produce in the third year, the year of the tithe. Why is the third year called the year of the tithe? Is there no obligation to give tithes in the first 2 years? What it means is that the third year is a year when only one tithe, known as the first tithe, was given, and not the tithes given in the first 2 years. The second tithe is not given in the third year, and instead the tithe for the poor, given to converts, orphans, and widows who live within the owner's city gates, is given that year. When the people do not give the tithe for the poor in the third year, pestilence flares up in the fourth year. But if there is a year when people neglect to give the second tithe, we do not find that there is an outbreak of pestilence in the following year. This is because the second tithe is to be eaten by the owners in Jerusalem. Even if they neglect to do this, they're not holding on to produce that rightfully belongs to the poor, so their punishment is not as severe. The second tithe was consumed in Jerusalem during the festivals. Wealthy people whose second tithe came to a considerable amount would send their sons to learn Torah in Jerusalem. They would eat the second tithe there. This practice led to the development of many Torah scholars. This is why the verse that discusses the second tithe concludes in order that you will learn. And in the seventh year, because of the sixth year, and the conclusion of the seventh, because of the fruits of the sabbatical year, because they do not give the tithe in the sixth year, and do not let the land lie fallow in the seventh year, pestilence increases in the seventh year, and at the conclusion of the seventh year, after Sukkot every year, because of the theft of the gifts of the poor. Pestilence will strike if the people do not leave the poor the gifts of agricultural produce designated for them by the Torah, like a chechapea, parrot, and olelot. Sukkot is the end of the harvest season. If the landowners neglect to leave those gifts for the poor during the harvest, it is as if they have stolen from them. Pestilence will increase after Sukkot when the harvest concludes. This will not happen on Sukkot itself, in order not to detract from the joy of the festival. We should make sure in our own lives to give what we can to others, especially when it comes to giving tithes and to giving tzedakah. to make sure to keep ourselves as modest as possible, to make sure not to hurt other people, definitely not anything related to hurting physically or emotionally in any way. We should make sure to also that everyone gets what they need, not just the poor, but everyone around us, in order that Hashem makes it that all of us have whatever we need every single day. Join us when we come back from break, when we come back from hiatus, God willing, in a couple of weeks, when we talk about the four types of people here on the PAL with Reb T. And now I'm your host, Reb T.